Kindergarten daven set the signs that be zayin begin on base. Again, says master begin with the gemara. Mechlal the rabbanan asur. Well, the inference is that the rabbanan that they say it's forbidden. And that was Pirush Tosfos explains. Mechlal the rabbanan. The inference is the rabbanan who disagree on Rabbi that asur lishlis yayin. They say it's forbidden to drink wine in today's times for someone who had a set time when his fathers had their mishmer. And the reason mishum d'shem yibanan beis hamikdash because maybe the beis hamikdash can be rebuilt. But being the kain rolav lav the lekan, you're gonna have the kain who's gonna be able to do the avodah. And he's not going to be able to do it because he's intoxicated. So for that reason, the question is, so why don't you say the same thing regarding growing here? The Kohen should not be able to grow the same more than 30 days in today's time too. The Adam Hashani, that's the more answers that, and because Mishani, the Masab of Isle, because he could go ahead and cut his hair right when the basement is rebuilt. But intoxicated, that takes time and he won't be available. And therefore, it's forbidden to become intoxicated. Because you need Kohen who could be able to do that. You're not going to have that. So that's why they can't drink. Now, the Talmud says, take a second look. He says, wait a second. Even besides wine, they can't do that. Because the Mei Mason and everyone today has a chazaka that they became impure with dead people. And they have to purify themselves with being sprayed the part of the ashes days 3 and day 7. So for Maslu Yain, so why make wine forbidden because it's not gonna be real avoida? Forget about it. The amount of time it takes till sobers up, that's nothing compared to the 7 days he has to wait for tuma. What you can say is become mokum turma avoida tzibur, but still they would be permitted to do the avoida in the tzibur. Tamidin, Safa, all these things because the tuma hutra tzibur. Tuma is permitted in for the tzibur, and therefore it is relevant not to have intoxicated from the wine. To the next test muscle to begin with the puri rush. Where if someone has long hair, that is not machal davoida. Pirish, which some have the words devat terba here, according to biblical law, it wouldn't be machal davoida because like Sibasamach, it doesn't say shortly after Ulahab Lubagaimah, as we'll see at the in the later places, that's the significance of separation, where that would be halach of chil. We don't have that over here by long hair. Next is Tais Masal that begins with the words Igmar Dabadim Tais Moshele Lamanu. You're right, we didn't learn this from the Chumash, but Medeb Kabbalah Lamanu, which Tais comes to explain that why can't you learn that from biblical law that Aral is forbidden to do that Vaida, Kabbalah from Balmum. Because when Tais asked us to take a second look, he says, then you're going to say, wait a second, Nelam Kabbalah, learn it from a Kabbalah, which is, Ma Balmum, just like a blemish kind, Jamutabatel's kajim is permitted to eat from the kajim, condition, Messiah's condition, like we expand the condition, Perkish, Makadisham, and Gilam Ralph. Which says in the Pasab Chom Mechaz Machabas, Machaches, and all the different types of flower offerings, like Han Ye Ishka Achav, every kind, every man like his brother, Bafalochi, and that includes a Balmum, Bafalochi, Balmum, Moslava, Rabbaida, and even so, even though he's like, even the kajim, he's not doing that Vaida, so Aral, Shasabachel's kajim, so someone who's uncircumcised, who's not allowed to eat from kajim, the Shinberg Aral, like the Gemara expounds in Yibam, is the Vainam Ralph. By Truma for the Karban Pesach, the Aral also by with the uncircumcised is forbidden in it. So too, it's forbidden by eating Kachim. So in the Din Shas Lavoida, so if he's not even allowed to eat Kachim, I'm sure he's not allowed to do that Voida, so that's the biblical law of a Kavachim. What you can say is, not the Chol Yechich, a Kayin who's born from a forbidden union that his father has, who is a Kayin, makes his son into a desecrated Kayin. Will disprove this kavuchim? Because she'ein oichel b'kachim, he's not allowed to eat from kachim. But for lochi kosh l'avoid, still we see that after the fact is avoid this kosher. Because I'm a paragraph, I'm like the Gemara says, Gedushin, I'm a bavim basic founding member. Because I said the pasuk baruch Hashem cheloi. Hashem blesses. This is referring to the bracha of the Sheva Levi. Cheloi, his it could be strength, but it says the word cheloi. Ufoil yodim sirtza, and the handiwork of his hands, he desires. With the mashmit, it sounds like a vilah chulin shabbat. Even the chalalim, even the desecrated, this cheloi, who writes the babados, Hashem desires his service, and therefore you could say that something would apply to Aral. Even though he's not allowed to eat from kachim, even so, the avodah would be permitted, and therefore that refused the kavuchim. Or you know, another approach you could say is no, min bamum lematziyot. You cannot learn kavuchim from bamum, from a blemish kain. Because the ikla mitzvah, you could refute and say, no, mal bamum, what do you find by bamum? That, yeah, there is more stringent, shekin also be krevim kamakrivim. We made that what's being sacrificed like the one who is sacrificed, meaning shakala kreven psulim shehem bali makrav, where we find that it's the equivalent of the karbonis and the kamo bring it, that they both have this flaw of blemishes. So because of that stringency, like the karbonis are like the kahanim, so therefore that's why balmum is forbidden to do that avoda. But time baral, what are you going to say regarding someone who's uncircumcised? Shalai also kreven makrav. We didn't make the karbonis like the ones who are bringing the karbonis, where yeah, the oral is problematic. but and he can't eat, not eat kachim, but maybe he could do the avodah with kachim. Because the ma'aril l'shach b'mem, what type of uncircumcision does it apply to animals? There's no such a problem, and therefore you wouldn't be able to learn necessarily kabbal chaymer from bamo. The next says masal that begins with the gemara shtui yain. Now, in contrast to those who are intoxicated from wine, the mechal yavodah where they do desecrate the service, perish because of siv yain. The it says wine and hard liquor don't drink, etc. And it says well, how ben hakodesh v'nachol to separate between the holy and the profane, which we found from there to separate between avodah that's mechul and avodah that's not mechul. Well, that's when you see when he's intoxicated, that would create a chilun avodah. The next says masal that begins with the gemara meri shiachad the nisan. From the beginning of the month of Nisan, about Timanya until the 8th of Bay, he took him to Midam. They were able to go ahead and establish the carbon tumet. Pirish, what's this referring to? In the fashion of Megillah times, like the Bryce of Megillah times explained, Shoya by Susim, I mean, because the Baisusim, which was a heretical group that only believed in their straight biblical interpretation without the words of Chazal, they said, Shayachad Mesad of Tumet, that an individual could bring the daily sacrifice. Shin Chesivik, it says in the Pasuk Tasa, it says a Keres Echad Tasa Baker. The one lamb you should do in the morning, which Tasa Mashma Yachid, that's in the single, it sounds like an individual could bring the Kamatam. The Hajulu and the Chazal and our sages responded to them, it says, it's Komini Lachmi, my daily bread sacrifice, Li Isha from Ephai, Tishmerdu Lahakrib, you should safeguard the sacrifice was Losh Rabim. And if you see, that that's not the correct interpretation. It's obviously it's plural, and there has to be the tzibbet that's bringing it. And Ariyachad, that was established in that time period, and therefore that was in that period for reinstituting this halacha, the Karmen Tamid.